As many of you know, Deacon Dan grew up here at the parish, so if this story is familiar to you, I apologize for repeating. It's not breaking the seal of confession, though. Deacon Dan's a hard worker, always has been a hard worker. As a young man, he had a painting business, and he would go around and paint houses and sheds, you know, like every kid, they got that side job. But Deacon Dan was always looking to maximize his profit. And so he took to adding a little water to the paint. And on this one job, he was talking about, he had painted a barn, actually. And he was put the paint on, and it was a little thin. And he could see it was just a little thin. But, you know, it looked better than when he started. So he was ready to call it quits. He was putting the ladder away and taking down all of his equipment when, crash, a strike of lightning, thunder, and a voice, "Repaint and thin no more." I'm sure he'll get even someday. The call to repentance can seem rather abstract. We're not even sometimes sure what it means, and even if we do understand the call to repentance, it's often easier just to put it off until another day. In today's liturgy, in our gospel today, Jesus is very clear. We are called to repent and to bear fruit. But lest you grow discouraged, it's good to remember that Jesus' first profession is that of a gardener. It was the Garden of Eden. That God created, God put all of the necessary ingredients there for everything to excel. And Jesus, in the gospel of that fig tree, why, it's Jesus who is that gardener, who's willing to fertilize and invest in that barren fig tree for yet one more year. In this Eucharist, it is Jesus who is willing to invest in you. Of course, as we turn to the Lord in this season of Lent, that's exactly what repentance is. That we recognize he's so much closer to us than we could ever imagine. That it's Jesus who overcomes the chasm that divides us. It's God who comes near to us. And repentance is simply opening our eyes, turning our gaze to see him. God provides everything we need to bear fruit, fertilizer included. And I am a farm boy. I know what fertilizer is made from. And let's face it, we all have a lot of messy crud in our lives that rather than simply shake off, we could allow to be the fertilizer to bear the fruit of God. Rather than simply walk away and hold our nose and perhaps, like the people in those beginning readings, to say, you know, those are the ones who need to repent. We could turn our own gaze to the Lord and bear the fruit of Christ's mercy and love, which he gives to us freely here today. For you have seen the Lord, you have experienced him, you have heard his call and have responded and gathered here. Here in this, the garden of the Lord, where we receive everything we need to bloom and grow. As we acknowledge our own need to repent, may we allow the fruit and the sweetness of the Lord to permeate every part of our lives and to share the goodness which God gives to us. That is the point of the Lenten season, to turn again to see God and to begin to bear that sweet fruit, like perhaps that sap from a maple tree, a bit watery at first, but through God's continued grace, it boils down until it becomes the perfect accompaniment to almost anything. The Lord has called us. The Lord is near to each of us. Turn towards him. Bear his love and his grace. Allow him to fertilize and cultivate your roots so that you too may not continue to be that barren tree, that you can bear his fruit to all.